And I am joined in the studio with Jenna from the NSPCC. Hi, how are you?
Hello, I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely, thank you for coming in. Now, for anyone who might not know, can you just explain a little bit about what the NSPCC is and their history?
Yep, so the NSPCC is the UK's leading children's charity. We've been looking out for children for over 130 years.
Wow.
We cover a broad range of activities at the NSPCC, so right through from our school service to campaigns for government action, through to our localised service centres that provide therapeutic services for families. We also have our Childline counselling service over the phone and online for children and young people. We are also the only UK children's charity with statutory powers, which means we can take action to safeguard children at risk of abuse. So we have our school service, which goes into school as a preventative service and talks to children, empowering them to help keep themselves safe from abuse. We have Childline, which most people will have heard of, which provides direct counselling for children and young people. We also have teams that help to lobby government for changes in legislation, which are just a few of the services really that we provide.
Amazing. So specifically today, you're here to talk about child safety online. Why is this so important? What are the risks?
So there are various risks, and we know that the corona outbreak has increased some of these risks because children are spending more time online. We know there's less moderation taking place and that, you know, children are lonely. They're wanting that connection with people. So there are risks around speaking to people online that they don't know and that leading to grooming, for example.
So what are the key pieces of advice you would give to parents who are starting to allow their children online or aren't quite sure of, you know, what age? How would you recommend parents go about protecting their children when they start going online?
So at the NSPCC, we've worked in partnership with O2, the technology company, and created a website for parents, which gives a guide to 50 of the most popular social media sites, apps and games for young people. So if parents are wondering around age recommendations, restrictions, safety, what the risks are, I'd really recommend going and looking at netaware.org.uk, which is where they can find that information. NSPCC and O2 are also providing support to help parents and their kids have regular conversations to help keep themselves safe online. So there is an acronym which helps to provide quick, memorable advice for parents to help talk to their children. And this is TEAM. So T is for talking about staying safe online, having those conversations early and often with children. E is around exploring. Explore your child's online world with them. Get them to help you to understand what it is that they want to do online, what they enjoy and what they understand of the risks. A is around agreeing rules for what's okay and what isn't. And then M is around managing your family's settings and controls. And we would say just keep repeating that. Make it part of your everyday life.
So as you've mentioned there, you can go online and you can, some people might not know about this, but you can create family-friendly settings, can't you, on all your computers and devices?
Absolutely. And technology companies, so whether that's your internet provider, for example, they can quite often provide some support around putting those blocks on at that level as well.
So you mentioned about the importance of talking to your children and repeatedly bringing it up where you talk about what they're doing online, what they want out of the websites they're going to online and what the limits are for you as a family. Can you tell us a little bit more about how people could go about doing those?
Absolutely. So parents can access what is called a family agreement and they can do that through the NetAware website. And this is a great way to start the communication with your child and start to discuss what rules are okay and, you know, what would be the limits of what wouldn't be okay for their children to do. So for example, parents might want to stipulate that children check before they download a new app or that they don't accept friend requests from people that they don't know. And different agreements are going to work differently for different families. You know, based on the age of your child, it's going to be something that you go back to and you amend as they sort of get older. But downloading that family agreement template on NetAware is a really great way to start those conversations with your children.
That's such a great idea. And as you say, it's a great way to make sure everyone in your family is comfortable with what is happening and something that you can go back to. I think having those structures in place is a really important way of dealing with having children online at the moment. How can people contact you, and what should people do if they think a child, their child or a child they know is in danger of things from being online?
So it really goes back to encouraging parents and the adults who are in regular contact with children to have regular open conversations with children about their online lives. Talk to children the same way that you would about their day at school. Just build it into those everyday conversations and help children start to spot and assess online risks for themselves, and encourage them to alert an adult when there's any sort of worrying behaviour. Encourage them to talk to you or another trusted adult in their world, or signpost them to Childline, which is another place they can speak to a trusted adult. If anybody has concerns about the welfare of a child, they can also contact the NSPCC's free and confidential helpline on 0808 800 5000 for advice.
Great. So you mentioned Childline there. I think something that I thought when I was growing up was Childline was a number to call specifically if you're a child in a vulnerable situation, you call for an emergency purpose. But I've learned since then that Childline provides much more than that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We say that there is no problem that's too big or too small for Childline. Any child can contact Childline, and we really encourage children to, you know, no child should be carrying around any type of worry or concern. So any child can get in touch with Childline, whether that's online through the chat or whether that's using the phone numbers 0800 1111. And there is also a website where children can access lots of information. There's also a lovely area called the Calm Zone, which helps children start to sort of manage any worries and concerns that they might have for themselves.
That's amazing. I think it's really important to start teaching children more about like looking after their minds as well, the same way we would teach children to look after bodies through eating and working out and stuff. I think it's really great, that movement that started to come in more recently. How would you say Corona has impacted the demands for your help? You've already touched on it slightly with more children are online at the moment.
So NSPCC experts have reported that the rise in abuse and neglect increased during lockdown. So we released some data last month which showed children, since children have gone back to school in September, the NSPCC helpline has dealt with 827 contacts about sexual abuse. So that reflected a 10% increase when we compare that to the period since lockdown, so April to August. The lockdown has left many children trapped indoors with their abusers for months on end. The main issues that the helpline heard about during this time was physical and emotional abuse, as well as neglect. It's really, really important that children know what to do and who to speak to if something is happening in their lives that's making them feel scared or anxious.
And how would you say that Corona has impacted your role as well? Have you had to adapt how the NSPCC respond to cases like that at all?
The Corona outbreak continues to pose many challenges. We've been really fortunate that we've been able to adapt so that our frontline staff can continue to support the children who need our help. However, despite this, dedicated fundraisers, for example, have had to make sacrifices. Lots of events and sporting challenges haven't taken place as usual. So we've adapted, but we, you know, like with the rest of the world, don't know what challenges may come next. So it's been a difficult time for every one of us. But through this time, many children have been the hidden victims, suffering abuse and neglect at home, increased risk online, and further pressures to their mental health. So we would say it's time now for us to all act together to rebuild our society so it's better for our children, continue to adapt to how we work on the front line of child protection, and to go further, because no child should ever be left to cope alone.
Absolutely. So do you want to give the Childline numbers or web addresses or anything again in case children do want to reach out?
Absolutely. So children can reach Childline on 0800 1111. They can also visit the website at www.childline.org.uk. Any adults that need advice or support, and even if it is just, you know, something that's playing on your mind, please do get in touch with our helpline on 0808 800 5000 for any sort of advice. The NSPCC website, which is www.nspcc.org.uk, has lots of really useful advice and information. And if the information that you're requiring is specific to sort of those websites and apps that children are using, that would be www.netaware.org.uk.
Great. And that last one there, that's for if you, I mean, it's such a minefield, is it, of like, when should you let kids on to certain social medias? When should you let them have phones? When all sorts of things, it's so difficult to know. I know there are age restrictions on a lot of social medias, but From experience, I've learned that a lot of other people don't really listen to those. So if you have any concerns about what you should be allowing your child to access at their age, that website there, that last one, is really great for giving advice about all sorts of various really important key websites and social media that kids tend to want to use. You can find out more information about them there. And as you mentioned as well, Corona, obviously, it's affected us all, but it's particularly affected the fundraising aspect of NSPCC, you've said. So obviously, lots of events have been cancelled. How can people support the NSPCC during this time? And what support do you really need?
So there are various different ways, and we're hugely, hugely grateful for all support that we get. So, you know, people can get involved in events or fundraise for us, which is a, you know, a vital source of income. As close as 90% of our income does come from individuals and from fundraising events and activities. And people can also become a volunteer for the NSPCC or sign up for one of our campaigns. And each way will help us continue the fight for every childhood. And that support means that we can continue to reach millions of children and young people.
So can they just go to your, is there a website they can go to if people want to get involved with helping the NSPCC?
Absolutely. So all those details will be on the NSPCC website, which was www.nspcc.org.uk.
Amazing. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great and very informative. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.